Hello, my name is Lucy Levine with Friends of the Upper East Side. I am here with Valerie Tuya, owner of the brand new boutique at 217 East 83rd Street, Valerie Boutique. Hey, Valerie.
Hello, Lucy.
Nice to be with you. Thank you so much. You opened in February of this year, is that right?
Yes, in the middle of the storm snow.
Oh my goodness.
Snowstorm, sorry.
Snowstorm, absolutely. That was a very big storm. I remember it well. What was it like opening up during such a blizzard?
No, it was a great pleasure because I was looking for it. And so it was a nice opportunity. I really enjoyed it, even if the weather was not helping.
So how did you open up shop? Even before there was a storm, even before anything, how did you find this location and decide to open up your shop in
Okay. Well, I've been having stores for many years, 15 years. I still have one in France. So opening a store is not so such a challenge for me, but still finding the right spot was not easy. But I was in the street looking for commercials to lease, and I saw the sign on the window, and the store was so pretty that I called the landlord, and that's it.
Wow. You said you also have a store in France. So do you split your time between New York City and Paris?
Yes, I'm more in New York City, but I'm trying to go to France every month, a few days. But my focus is more here now. My life is more here now.
How did you bring your focus to New York? What brought you here?
My husband, actually, is working for US company, so we've been here for 4 years, and so it's a new life.
Wow. And what makes your business here in New York special? In fact, how is this business different from the stores you own in Paris?
Actually, not so much. The store itself could be a store in Paris. It's so lovely, and of course this is a very special location in Upper East Side. But it has so much charm that the boutique could be in Paris, and the women in the US are also a very nice customer. And you know, sometimes I even tell people bonjour instead of hello, because I feel like I'm in France.
Well, there is such a large French community here in Yorkville. There is the French school here in New York on 75th Street. Are you part of a larger French community here in Yorkville?
Of course, I have a lot of French friends, but I'm not, because my kids are older now, I'm not so much involved in the school community. My customers are American, French, tourists, from all over.
They're just all so very chic, is that what you're saying?
Feminine, definitely.
And how have you grown your business here in Yorkville since you started in February? What has been the process of bringing customers through the door?
Actually, of course, we have started with an Instagram, and we have more and more followers. So social network is definitely a way to advertise, Yelp as well, and Google. But then we have the word of mouth that is very important, especially for local shops. And we have a huge window that has a lot of effect. Definitely.
Do you design your own window displays?
We do the visual merchandising with my colleague Irene. So we change the window even every 2 or 3 days sometimes. And we design some of the styles that are in the window, yes.
What is your favorite aspect of owning and running this shop?
It's really the relationship with the woman. I love the relationship with women. I like to make women pretty, feel feminine, feel seductive, and pretty and beautiful. And so I'm trying to get a lot of different styles with different shapes to. That for every woman to feel good.
Do your customers ask you for certain styles to bring back from
them? Yes, definitely. Yes, sometimes we have some requirement for like wedding or color of clutch bag, etc. Yes, we are very careful and we like that when we can respond to a special need.
How do you do your sourcing? Are all of the pieces that you sell designed by French designers, or?
Yes, most of the, one of the brand is made by us. So I've started to manufacture in the garment district, actually, with a very nice tailor. And then, yes, a lot of things are from Italy and from France, because there's a huge wholesale market in Paris.
Wow. Can you tell me more about designing your own pieces and having them made here in New York?
Yeah. So here in New York, my own brand, Milray, is made of silk and lace. So I found a supplier for the fabric, so mainly silk, and for the lace. So we have a big brand lace company called Solstice that is based in New York, where I can get some lace, from Calais. And then the silk is from Mood Fabrics, which is a very famous supplier. And our tailor is based on 37th Street. He has a very strong expertise in sewing silk, in pattern making, even if we have our own pattern that are made in our workshop in France. And so we make a small batch production. And again, we can define a special color or a special style for a customer.
Have you gotten any couture requests from your customers?
Yes, actually, we have one skirt that was a little bit too short, so we added some centimeters of silk to make it perfectly for the customer. And we can also change the color of the lace if somebody wants a different draw of, color.
Is there anything else that you would like the neighborhood here, the Upper East Side, and your neighbors in Yorkville to know about your shop?
About my shop, that the shop has opened, so I'm trying to do my best to communicate that, and that that we are very happy to be in this neighborhood. We like very much the spirit of the area, and we are welcome everybody.
Thank you so much for welcoming me. This was a pleasure.
Okay, thank you, Lucy.